USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Doctors have been providing an update on President Trump's treatment for coronavirus. They clarified a few statements that were confusing. The president's doctors initially said the symptoms were mild, but we know now that the president had a high fever on Friday, and twice his oxygen levels temporarily dropped. In addition to the antiviral drug remdesivir, his doctors have put him on a steroid, which is usually used in critically ill patients who have some type of lung damage. Doctors at the White House now admit they administered oxygen to him before he left for the hospital. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think this can be a unifying moment for our country. We all pray for the president and his family. We all know that we have to do more to prevent this, to crush this virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has now provided an update on a coronavirus vaccine on CBS's Face the Nation.
The expectation is that this vaccine is going to be partially protective, a lot like the flu vaccine, where for certain people it will provide full immunity, but for other people it's not going to provide as much protection. Maybe it will lessen the severity of COVID if they contract the infection, but it's not going to provide what we call sterile immunity, which means you're not going to be able to get infected with COVID.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a Supreme Court nomination hearing will go as scheduled in 1 week, despite a number of Republicans testing positive for the coronavirus. Senator Amy Klobuchar on Fox.
We've got the fact that now three senators have it, two are on the Judiciary Committee. It's very possible we're going to have more senators, more staff. So I don't know why you would ram through the Supreme Court hearing, put people in danger because it would be within that two-week period while you have shut down the whole Senate. I just think it's wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wildfires throughout the state of California have exceeded 4 million acres burned this year. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE, said there have been at least 8,200 wildfires that have burned well over 4 million acres. The acreage burned is more than two times the previous record set in 2018 when wildfires burned 1.5 million acres in the state. 2 months remain in the 2020 fire season. At least 31 people have died, and more than 8,454 structures have been destroyed as a result of the fires. Big fires this year include the August Complex, the largest blaze in the state's history at almost a million acres, as well as the SEU Lightning Complex, NLU Lightning Complex, and the North Complex and Creek Fire, ranking 4th, 5th, and 6th all-time. The Zog Fire in Shasta County has burned 56,000 acres and is at 68% containment. Four people have died in that fire, while the Glass Fire in Napa and Sonoma County has burned 63,000 acres and is 17% contained. Red flag conditions designated over the weekend have subsided, but CAL FIRE is warning that warm temperatures and low humidity will continue to challenge effort by the 16,000 firefighters that are trying to contain the blazes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.